Chapter 12. Dr. Doolittle makes a decision. After some time, Dr. Doolittle receives a letter from Sarah.
Dear John, please come home. You're famous here now because of your success in Africa. Many people want your help with their animals. You can be very rich and buy a magnificent house and a big new car. Think about it. Love, your sister, Sarah.
Dr. Doolittle thinks about his old house.
Maybe I can buy it from the bank,
he says. He decides to return to England immediately. The animals are sad because their vet must leave them. He wants to return home and we must let him go, they say. Dr. Doolittle finishes packing and then he, Lap and Chee-Chee go on the boat and wave goodbye to their friends. They look at the animals' sad faces and feel sad too. A giraffe coughs loudly. And then coughs again. Dr. Doolittle looks at its long neck. It looks red and inflamed.
That giraffe is ill,
the doctor says.
How can we abandon him like this? How can we abandon all these animals?
Yes, Dr. Doolittle understands something clearly. In England, there are many vets. In Africa, they haven't got one vet.
But there are many animals in Africa, and these animals need me,
he says. The boat is starting its engine, but the doctor, Lap, and Chee-Chee jump into the water.
Wait,
Dr. Doolittle shouts.
I'm staying here in Africa.
A year later, Dr. Doolittle is still living in Africa with his friends, the animals. He isn't rich, and he hasn't got a magnificent house or a big car. But he's got many friends, lots of fruit, and he's very, very happy.